It's a writing challenge. Fizz Monday on The Right Focus. I entered a new project stage today, drafting the manuscript. This takes the handwritten rough shape and moves the manuscript to the computer. Changes occur as that happens based on sticky notes that took care of character discrepancies and any plot holes that I noticed during the rough shape, as well as necessary scene changes. The draft firms up the chapter shape, sometimes with drastic changes. But that's rare. I write a clean, rough shape, all sentences, all paragraphs, exactly as I want them. No gobbledygook like, put a plot twist here. So all that's done, and the draft can fly. Almost literally, I'm a fast typist. Today, the draft reached my planned 5,000 with 250 extra. As for the rough shape, nothing today. It's at 75%. When I looked ahead on Saturday, I realized that 12 sections remained. I wrote one of the 12 on Sunday, leaving 11 to go. Those 12 sections will turn into about 6 chapters, one written Sunday, leaving 5 to go. These sections are very important. They will wrap up this book, as well as set up the entangled conflict for the next book and the disentangling conflict for the third book. That's approximately 10,800 words, with 1,900 on Sunday, leaving 88 to go. If I don't make publication by May 2, I have a trip, remember, then I'll finish and publish on May 8. That will put me 3 days behind for the next book, deadline missed. After last year's blown deadlines for 2 books, I don't like being behind. Sigh. Today, I had 3 things on my to-do list. My volunteer writing, called Take Note, promos for Biz Monday, and reaching the 5,000 word mark on the Wheeled Wind draft. I didn't get to the draft yesterday, so I had to push today. I achieved my goals today, but I had to cry off on a couple of fun activities. Today is Biz Monday. I've had Bills Monday and Promo Monday already this month. Biz Monday focuses on the business of writing. Schedule days for personal bills and promos and writing biz each month, and don't neglect them. When I started publishing in 2015, I neglected 2 very important aspects of the writing business, ISBNs that I control and copyright registration. The law says that a written work of any sort is copyrighted as soon as it is complete. Poor man's copyright is mailing the manuscript to yourself to get the postmarked date and not opening that package. However, a recent Supreme Court ruling says that writers who want to prosecute people who steal copyrighted work must have that work officially copyright registered. I considered working on copyright last year, but it was too easy to put off. This year, the world had a couple of events as proof that it was time to get copyrighted officially, but I shifted the whole process to the back burner. I procrastinated because of the cost. If I hadn't procrastinated, I would likely have saved money. That's the way with life. Put things off and pay later. This year, I probably would have continued to procrastinate, but a couple of things drove me to move ahead. The hashtag copy-paste-Chris scandal and the Supreme Court ruling lit a fire in me. I learned a long time ago that I get 2 warning events before a third cascades trouble over me. Completing copyright registration moved to the front burner as soon as I had spare cash. The spare cash came when I completed my taxes. My refund, which usually goes for fun things, refund fund, you know, would pay for the ISBNs and copyright registrations for most of my published books, which isn't very many for Remy Black, but I also have 2 other pseudonyms. Starting through the process of copyright registration, I hope to wait on the ISBNs, only to encounter a portion of the form that asks for the ISBN associated with the book. Off I go to Bowker and purchase my first ISBNs 10 at a time. I filled out those forms, then moved to the copyright registration. I will say that Bowker and the Library of Congress, in charge of U.S. copyright, have made the task easy, unless you have lots of forms to fill out. Sigh. Getting every published book through the process will take more than my refund, but I've started now and I will finish. As of this publication, every title is current on ISBNs and copyright. The process is not fun. It's tedious. It entailed rewriting several blurbs to get them to the required 350 word length on Bowker, which meant that I also took care of another procrastinated job. Some of those early blurbs were not well written. I've learned a lot about marketing since 2015 and 2016 in those first 10 books. Now that everything is basically current, I'll keep ISBNs banked and apply for copyright registration whenever I finish a new manuscript. The published part of the writing business will be finish manuscript, write blurb, have ISBN ready, publish, connect to author page, announce with promos, apply for copyright. Then it's off for the next book adventure. So lesson 47, don't procrastinate on the protections of your intellectual property. Copyright is a necessity. ISBNs are necessary for copyright. People may argue with this one, but I'm not certain they have actually read the forms. Don't procrastinate too long. A cascade of troubles could crash over you. Tedious is not fun, but necessary. Be careful as you file. Quotations from writers start and end my writing sessions. Today, no inspiration was needed since transferring rarely needs creativity. To start, though, for this business day, I chose to read Margaret Lawrence. When I say work, I only mean writing. Everything else is just jobs. To end was Phyllis A. Whitney. A good book isn't written, it's rewritten. I don't agree with the rewriting that early writers do and many claim is so necessary. For me, the rewriting is more like fixing bits and pieces. Unless you call rough shape going into draft rewriting. I don't. That's it for today's post. Thanks for listening to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels hosted by M.A. Lee with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Ruins, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on thewritefocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.